We're working on it, Usman told AgriPulse when asked about the odds of Republicans and Democrats reaching a deal over upcoming changes in the federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Usman on Thursday said the talks are focusing more on a potential one-year delay. Disagreement over cuts and structural changes made to SNAP in last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act threatens to unravel attempts to get a new farm bill through Congress. The prospect of a two-year delay lacks broad Republican support, she told AgriPulse newsmakers. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman John Boozman says talks continue for a possible one- or two-year delay of new SNAP costs faced by certain states. We're working on it, Boozman told AgriPulse when asked about the odds of Republicans and Democrats reaching a deal over upcoming changes in the federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Democrats, including Sen. Amy Klobuchar, the Ag Committee's ranking member, have pressed to postpone the cost-share shift by at least 2 years for states that will be on the hook to pay benefits for the first time because of their SNAP payment error rates, even though states with much higher error figures, like Alaska, have been granted a two-year delay. Boozman on Thursday said the talks are focusing more on a potential one-year delay. The Arkansas Republican said both sides are negotiating in good faith and he expects an agreement can be struck ahead of a planned AUG 6 markup of the Senate Ag Committee's proposed farm bill. Disagreement over cuts and structural changes made to SNAP in last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act threatens to unravel attempts to get a new farm bill through Congress. Cindy Hyde-Smith, Republican from Mississippi, a member of the Ag panel, said the SNAP cost sharing is needed to fix a flawed system plagued by errors. The prospect of a two-year delay lacks broad Republican support, she told AgriPulse newsmakers.